The very first Tinfoil Tuesday that I ever made focused on a certain M. Benz who claimed that dinosaurs were a hoax. Well, today's video is from someone who doesn't think that they're a hoax, but they lived very, very recently rather than millions of years ago. Who is this proponent, I hear you ask? None other than Mr. Matt Powell Official.
So evolutionists love to use dinosaurs to try to disprove the Bible and disprove young earth creationism. And they will use God's own creation against him. But one of the things that I think is important to share with people and with your children and with your loved ones that believe in evolution is the fact that we actually find soft tissue from dinosaur bones. We find collagen, we find blood cells with hemoglobin still in the blood. We also find DNA, dinosaur DNA. And so these are all things that should have deteriorated if they died out 65 plus million years ago.
There's been several papers written on this since the discovery, and it turns out that it's all to do with the amount of iron in the blood and the method of fossilization. Has Matt Powell read any of these papers? I think not.
When Mary Schweitzer had to deal with this, because remember, when she made the discoveries in 1990 and in 2005, evolutionists were criticizing her and saying that she needed to come up with a mechanism for how these things lasted for 65 plus million years. So Dr. Schweitzer's conclusion was that if you put dinosaur blood or blood of any creature and encapsulate it in iron, that the iron will preserve the blood cells, and that's how it lasted in deep time. This is their claim.
Ah, I see. Maybe he has read some papers. It turns out that it's all to do with the amount of iron in the blood.
But the truth is, when we look in nature, we don't see things magically getting encapsulated by iron when they die. Nature doesn't do that. I mean, if you slay an animal and you put it out in nature, you even cover it with sediment, nature doesn't automatically just encapsulate dead organisms inside of iron. It does the exact opposite. It scatters the DNA molecules. Since when does anything in nature die and get encapsulated by iron by nature? It just doesn't happen. So their claim that, well, iron could preserve it, okay, maybe. To claim that nature somehow does this is completely pathetic, because we don't ever see that in nature. We don't see organisms getting encapsulated by iron. It just doesn't happen. So their rescue device, that iron could be what's preserving the blood cells, just falls apart at the fundamental of what we observe nature do to organisms that die. Nature doesn't magically encapsulate organisms in iron and magically preserve things. Everything that dies in nature deteriorates over time. And so this is just great proof that dinosaur DNA, dinosaur blood that we're finding in all sorts of different dinosaurs, whether it be a T-Rex or duckbills, baby duckbills, these things all prove that dinosaurs died recently. Even a child can learn to defend the Bible using God's creation, using his beasts, the dinosaurs, and can learn to defeat evolution. This is information that we need to always remember. And their weak rescue device of, well, the blood could be preserved by iron. Since when do we see that in nature? Never, because it doesn't happen and it doesn't make sense because it's not true. God bless, guys.